You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 240 for Tuesday, July the 2nd, 2019. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. Why you should join a peer advantage group, but not mine. Small business owners, CEOs, executives, leaders, whether you are a number one or a number two or a team leader, surrounding yourself with others who are like you is one of the most powerful learning, understanding, and growing tools that you can find. Business people in every role up and down the authority chain benefit from being around other people who are like them in the role. Simultaneously, they benefit from being around people who are dramatically different from them. But let's talk about peers. Let's talk about the common ground. This is where it begins. The peer advantage requires the right peers. Where's the common ground? Can the culture created by these people fuel you in the best ways possible? And can it challenge you, too, where you'll surrender to how uncomfortable it may be for you, but you hang in there because you know it is for your best? Companies like YPO, Invistage, an entrepreneurs organization, and a host of others operating all over the world provide extraordinary value to members intent on learning, understanding, and growing. They put people in rooms together, mostly physical, where all the people share one common thing. That is the role they serve. CEOs with CEOs, COOs with COOs, CMOs with CMOs. You get the idea. It's that whole birds of a feather deal. This is where it all has to begin. Now, it's important that everybody in the room, physical or otherwise, relate to what they're doing in their respective organizations. You may have heard me refer to a group that nobody wants to qualify to join, Parents of Murdered Children. It's a dramatic illustration, though, which is why I use it. If you are unfortunate to qualify to join that group, is there a more powerful group on the planet where you can go to instantly have everybody else in the room know exactly what you're going through? No, there isn't. That common ground is imperative and it's powerful. Well, let's talk about peers and let's talk about the diversity. Every parent of a murdered child has their own unique context. Their stories are insanely personal and individual. They can come from all corners of society. They do not need to share educational backgrounds. They do not need to care about their financial well-being as it relates to anybody else in the group. In fact, there really isn't anything else that matters. The one commonality is so strong that it binds them together. Their diversity is their individual context, their individual experiences. That's where the value is at. Diversity, man, it can scare us, though. Don't let it. Embrace the truth that you know what you know. It's what you don't know that's going to help you. And that's where other people sharing their stories can benefit you like nothing else. And you sharing your story can benefit them. The common ground fosters safety and trust. We get each other. We relate to each other. We understand each other. The diversity fosters the deep conversations and the sharing experiences, which is where we find growth. And you have to have both. And if you don't, there's no value. Vulnerability. This is a must. Now, don't even think of joining a peer advisory group if you are not willing to, as I call it, show your underwear. This is not an opportunity for you to always be on, trying to make every moment an Instagram moment where you're impressing the room. You will derive no benefit if you are busy trying to impress and you are constantly judging yourself against the others in the room. This isn't a contest designed for you to win. It's not a contest designed for you to lose either. Truth is, it's not a contest, period. It's not based on appearances. It's not based on false or vanity measurements. It's about growing your business. It's about growing your leadership. It's about growing your life. Can you listen deeply enough to understand? Do you really want to understand? Can you pay close enough attention to what other people say and be curious enough to seek an understanding of what they really mean? Can you be thoughtful enough to fully participate with everybody else to help them, and perhaps more importantly for some, to be helped? Now, that's vulnerability. To stop acting like you know everything that you need to know it's fine. In fact, it's mandatory if you're going to grow. And if you're not intent on growing, well, then I don't know why you'd even be interested in such a group. So, I mean, get out. Just stop wasting everybody's time. The answer's not complicated. You should join a peer advantage group because there is nothing on the planet that can compress the learning, understanding, and growing time requirement any better. The big key to what you hear me say over and over and over again, you'll figure it out. The big key to that is time. We need time to figure it out. And yet, sometimes we don't have a lot of time. And the quicker we figure it out, the better. And so as business people, it's urgent that we figure it out as soon as we can because, well, the market's moving, it's changing, it's growing more fickle all the time. I love to ponder, but we both know that there's not a ton of time to ponder. We have to respond, we have to react, we have to adapt quickly. I'm fond of a fast 7x7 start. I did an episode about it last week or so. Go back and find that episode. 7x7 fast start. I universally encourage business owners to do a 7x7 fast start. Basically, it's this. Sit down for 1 hour a week for 7 weeks straight. 7 hours over 7 weeks. Have a pad of paper and a pen in your hand. Shut off all the distractions. Turn the phone off. Get in a quiet room. And at the top of the paper, write down one challenge, one opportunity, in the form of the most precise, detailed question possible. That's the question that you're going to wrestle with for an hour. But I want you to stop and think about this. One lousy hour out of 168 hours in a week. That's what a 7x7 start is. It's 1 hour per week. It's 1 hour out of 168 in a week. You know what that is? That's 0.006% of your week. Are you kidding me? 0.006% of your week, that's the time that you're going to devote to trying to figure this out? It's nothing. But that nothing can have a powerful impact on your ability to come up with better answers, deeper insights about your question. When you devote yourself to working on yourself and your business, something very few business people do, by the way, because, well, we're too busy. We're too busy chasing our tails, too busy putting out fires. If you do stop and do it, man, positive changes happen. When you join a peer advisory group, they happen much, much quicker. And the changes are dramatically better. Now, this can be especially true for number ones. Number ones are simply the people at the top of the authority pyramid in their organization. Doesn't mean that they're top in skill or talent. They just, for our purposes here, they own the joint. Being part of a great peer advisory group can prevent that whole emperor has no clothes syndrome that is so pervasive among top-level leaders because we can't see what we can't see. I hear it every single week. Business owners, business leaders lamenting blind spots. I'm nervous. I'm worried about my blind spots. Put in the work to find a group that is suitable for where you are right now. If you're a CMO, then find where you might join up with other CMOs. Look for a common ground first. CEOs sitting around with CMOs can be profitable, but it ain't nearly as profitable as sitting around with other CEOs. So whoever you are, whatever role you serve, find a group of people like you. People shouldering the same responsibilities as you. People who the minute you are introduced to each other, you instantly know, I get it. He gets me, I get her, we get each other. Find a group that is dedicated to what you most want to accomplish for yourself. Now, your willingness to be vulnerable, that's key, but that doesn't mean that you avoid putting your interest up near the top when you're thinking of joining a group. I mean, I'll tell you a secret, and it's something that you're going to learn once you join a great group. After you experience the group, you're going to find yourself benefiting mostly when you avoid selfishness. By helping other people and by allowing other people to help you, growth is going to happen in those moments when the conversation may not even be specifically about you or whatever you're going through. Culture matters. Group leadership has a big, big role to play in this. Groups tend to be uniquely specific to the person who's leading the group. In short, one size does not fit all. Are you a hyper pro? You don't know what that is? Well, let me explain. A hyper pro is somebody who would never enter a business meeting in anything other than a custom-made suit, French cuffs, highlighted by an expensive tie, some other accessories. Nothing wrong with this. I'm not throwing darts at it. But a guy like me would never be in a group like that. Or a guy like me, well, frankly, I don't know that I would even allow anybody like that in a group of mine. It's not right or wrong. It just is. You need to find a group that rolls the way that you most prefer to roll. And it goes beyond dress. I'm being very tongue-in-cheek, but kind of, sort of. And some groups, like mine, are virtual, so doesn't much matter. Now, the sad truth is, there's plenty of opportunities for you to find a suitable group. And depending on your role, depending on what you want to accomplish most, the search may take some time. But it may not. Statistically, fewer than 1 or 2% of CEOs ever take advantage of such a group. And there's likely not much improvement in the participation rate of other C-level roles. I think it's sad. In fact, I think it's devastatingly sad, because the power is extraordinary. And you would just think that more people could see the value. The Peer Advantage by Bula Network is my group. It's not for everybody. Fact is, it's pretty limited. In fact, it's quite narrow. It's only for small business owners in the United States. And that's because I don't want to manage a bunch of international time zones. Well, at least not yet. And it's only for small business owners because they are the people that I most want to serve. And I don't define small by revenue. I don't define it by headcount. I'm interested in serving business owners who are close to the work, business owners who are closer still to their customers, business owners who are not offended by the term operator. The trifecta of business building is important to me, and therefore anybody who would join one of my groups is going to be intently focused on it too. Now, this is part of that culture stuff. Oh, and jeans and t-shirts, completely permissible. In fact, even encouraged in my groups. No French cuffs around here. The trifecta of business building consists of 1, getting new customers. 2, serving existing customers better. And 3, not going crazy in the process. I'm intent on every member hitting that trifecta as much as humanly possible. I know it's unrealistic to think that we're going to hit all 3 all the time, but I think we can improve our odds when we focus on it. Now, you should also join a group because the accountability will move you forward. And it'll do it faster than anything that you've ever experienced. It's the missing ingredient in our lives. It's why diets, it's why other life changes just often fail. Find a group where discomfort is acceptable. You know, in some groups, they may avoid making anybody feel uncomfortable. They would much prefer it just be kind of kumbaya. And if that's what you prefer, I would advise against it. But come on, it's your life and I respect your right to do what you please. Then find a kumbaya group if you want to. My objective inside the Peer Advantage by Bula Network it's not to forcibly make people uncomfortable. But if the conversation needs to go there in order to best serve that person, then that's where we're going. And we're going to go there together. The key is to not judge. And that's the responsibility of the leader of the group. To not allow that. Everybody in the room has their role inside their company, and they can roll however they want to roll. It's their life to decide. It's not, this isn't group think now. It's not group decision making time. It's not our job. It's not our obligation to convince anybody to not want what they want. It's our job to serve them to get what they want, and to help them gain some clarity to make sure that they've properly identified what they want. Yes, you should join a peer advisory group. Google it, read about it, research it, contact 1, contact 2, contact as many as you want, and see what they offer. Figure it out. It'll be worth it. We're now beginning the second half of 2019, and before you know it, this year is going to be history. Will you end the year being stronger as a business owner? Will you end the year prepared for high growth in the year to come, the magical year of 2020? Talk about a year of clarity. Will your life be vastly better because you've grown? All the more reason to join a peer advisory group. But maybe not mine, unless it speaks to you, or unless you qualify. Details can be found at thepeeradvantage.com. Happy 4th of July to my American listeners. Lord willing, I told you, warned you yesterday, I'm going to be bailing out the rest of the week. I got a lot of work to do, and I'm just sorry. I'm going to be a little slothful as far as the podcast goes, but don't worry. I'm doing a lot of heavy lifting here under the hood, just like you are. And Lord willing, I'll talk to you next week. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. You can go back and listen to past episodes. You may have missed some, you know, so go back and find a few that you've missed and catch up on those the rest of this week. My name is Randy Cantrell. Lord willing, I'll see you next week.